The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I welcome each and every one of you to our prophetic crossover. Especially those of you who are following us online. This is our monthly prophetic crossover. We are here to set our month. We are here to command the month of September. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are here to program our month. As we go ahead, I will make you to understand what I mean by that. The Lord has been so good to us. He has taken us through 1 month of fasting and prayer. Being part of our 100-day prayer festival, we were talking today, and then somebody was telling me that, as I was saying that, I think this fasting has really gone deep into people's lives. Some people have really struggled. I can see this fasting, people have struggled a lot. I can see that many have really struggled. Maybe in my home, I realized people are struggling. But there is no option, they have to do it. Yes, Christianity is not convenient. Never. It's a sacrifice. You have to find every means. The church has never operated in a convenient environment. So if you are a Christian and you want convenience before you can do things, you have not started yet. Even the nation Israel, when they were brought out of Egyptian captivity, look at what they went through in Egypt for 430 years. Yet they were worshippers of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of the heavens and the earth. That is Christianity. You must find every way to please God. Because the systems that are set up, they are not the systems of God. They are the systems of Babylon. That came out of Cain and Nimrod and Lamech. The fallen race. And so once again, I thank God for the lives of those of you who are here and those who are on the way coming. It's a sacrifice, and it is worth it. This sacrifice is the demonstration of your faith. Remember when Jesus saw their faith in Luke chapter 5 verse 20. When he saw the faith of the men who were carrying their paralyzed friend, faith can be seen by its actions, by its sacrifices, by its services. And faith is always rewarded. Tonight, your faith is going to be rewarded. I say your faith is going to be rewarded. By faith, some of us have really gone through the fasting. We have sacrificed. And today, we are ending with a crossover.
And
then from tomorrow, the rest of the 100 days, it will be prayer. But in fact, fasting is optional.
Now come to need yes, open our way.
Amen.
Amen.
If you are here for the first time, or if you are following for the first time, this program has been going on for, I think, about 20 years now, where we gather here and we speak into the month. We begin by thanking God for what He has done in the past. And then we speak what we want to see the month producing into our lives. We take communion. We do some prophetic actions. And then as the Lord who lead us, we come to an end. We want to thank the Lord for how far He has brought us.
Oh. Thank the Lord for the month of August. Thank the Lord for the month of August. Thank the Lord from January to August. Thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Thank the Lord for keeping us. Thank the Lord for His provision. Thank the Lord for His protection. Thank the Lord, bless the Lord. There are many things God has done in our lives. Our eyes cannot see. Our eyes cannot see. Our eyes cannot see. Only a little our eyes sees. Saka barakata. We bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you, O Lord. We honor you, O Lord. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your preservation. We thank you for delivering us from the hands of the enemy. You have not given us up to the enemy. We are grateful. We celebrate you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. You have provided us with life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Isakotaya Mandele Kuranda Kabu Ishiana Karanda Ebrekete Kemaranda Ebebekete Kemaranda. We never knew that we would be living by now. We never knew that we would be living by now. Father, we thank you.
We thank you,
we thank you.
We glorify
you. We exalt you, Lord. We lift you high. Tonight, come and take over, Lord. Take us to another level. Take us to another level. Father, take us to another level. Holy Spirit, take us to another level. We come by the blood. We declare the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed with the blood. Forgive us our sins, O Lord. Wash us and purge us. Yes, let the blood rain over the atmosphere. Sakari marando kasa. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take over. Holy Spirit, take charge. I'm living this moment because of you. Just follow me, eh? Follow me, eh?
I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy.
It is grace that has brought us this far.
Your grace and mercy,
your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you. Praise you too. grace. It's your grace, your grace. Your grace and mercy. It is your grace, Lord.
Brought me through.
I'm living this moment. Years ago, one of our brethren, we haven't finished, one of our brethren from one of the foreign countries came here to study. Beautiful lady, plumpy, fine. I was seeing her years by year. One day after church, she said, Pastor, when can I see you? I want to talk with you.
I said,
anytime. Can I see you Sunday after church? I said, yes. Sunday after church, she came. She brought out some documents.
I didn't catch everybody.
Some things. I was looking. I don't see what. I can't read what it is.
Say,
Pastor, I've been living with HIV. For 10 years. For 10 years. Pastor,
Asabu.
I just felt like talking to you. That's all. To tell you my condition. I didn't know what to tell her. I saw the AAA, but the rest was written in French. She told me the life she had led. The father was a minister. And you know, those people, their children. Beloved, I asked her whether she believes God. She said, Pastor, even as I'm talking to you right now, I can feel something coming out of you and entering into my body. And I know I am receiving my healing. She has left
Ghana
for about 15 years now. That she has left Ghana. But we
are
being in touch. To cut the long story short, the HIV AAA disappeared from her sister. She is married today with two children, a boy and a girl. She is doing very well in life. Even today, she sent me a WhatsApp message. Look, you don't know what grace can do. You don't know what God's power can do. Don't underrate. There are some things I can't tell you. Like this one.
Now,
I had to put it in a way so that you can never know who I'm talking about. Your grace and
mercy brought me through.
Grace will take you through.
I don't know what favor.
Grace will bring you through.
I don't know what favor.
Of who we are. It is not because of the family from which you are coming from. It is not because of the title your father or mother has. It is not because of the money that you have. It's not because of your privilege and advantage position. It's not because of your physical, personal security.
And I said, when this so one casa a bamboo.
Soldiers can be guiding you.
So you have my sra betma by.
But witches can enter into your room.
Now so be ye betme ra udem.
When you are shouting in your room.
Now what yet more them one.
The security will not know why the witch passed through.
Now a bamboo for no who may be a bay any fa.
They can pass through the wall.
We betima for face.
Demons can pass through the wall.
Now Adam betma for
when the security is standing by the gate. They can even blind the security not to see them. Do you know when we are walking about? Only once I ask God to open my eyes to see. From that day, I told God to shut my eyes. I don't want to see. Demons. Some people are walking, they are goats. You are standing in the queue. To take trotro, it's not everybody that is in the queue that is a human being. You don't know.
When you cry down.
I say one day I ask God, open my eyes. Why was I walking? Cry? Look. I said, please God, no! I don't want to see again.
Hey, where the best man who be you?
Even sometime in the church.
Emperor be yourself no more.
1979, we were in the church.
I've been how crying the song crying. You are sorry, more.
When our leader started shouting, a baby was just crying in front. About the third row, you know, those benches. A baby was just doing this. Then our leader, brother, Donyo, today is Professor Donyo. He started rebuking that arm. A woman fell from the back. He saw the woman's hand from the back. Stretched and holding the baby's neck. In the church. Not in this church, not deliverance. 1979, deliverance was not there. Deliverance came to be 1982. Beloved,
I don't know.
Take your seat right now.
My Thomas is happening.
Give a clap offering unto
bon
the Lord.
Bon ready.
Always.
Abibia.
Let's always be grateful to God.
My name is so erade.
For not everything we see with our eyes. Not everything we see with our eyes. Do you know what you have eaten before you are still alive? Do you know what you slept on?
We were
weeding the cocoa farm.
That was
1981. When we went on break, I was tired. I went to lie down. When I lie down, I saw some banana leaves. When they cut them like that, I just lay on them to rest. And then they were very soft. So it would I turn like this. Not knowing. Not knowing. How do you call that snake? The one with color.
Ah, body.
Not a serpent. There is one with certain.
The one is color.
Big. It can be very big.
The python.
Is that the python?
Yeah.
Jakarta. Not knowing. That was the thing I was lying on.
And only idea not all that so. When you want to order anything.
You don't know.
That
is why you must live a life of thanksgiving and appreciation.
And then he saw and I said,
I do tell ushers. The reason why you should be prayerful. Because as people come in, you are shaking hands. Who told you that their hands you are shaking? Some of them, this finger is a serpent. Take your Bibles with me to
Ezekiel
37.
Verse 12
to 14.
On
that note, let the Holy Spirit take us through now.
Ezekiel
37,
12
to
14.
Then we'll look at Acts chapter 2, verse
24
and Acts
3:15.
Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I've done it, declares the Lord. Listen to
me.
Everything God has spoken to you and about you, He will do it. I say He will do it. I say He will do it. As a matter of fact, the moment he speaks, the action has started taking place. Except that there are processes. And there are also the works of the enemy. And unfortunately, because we don't know, we also contribute. We help the enemy to delay us. By our lifestyles, our thinking pattern, our language. That is why it looks as if God has spoken, nothing is happening. We also don't act on the word. Ezekiel 37 is a picture of the Israelites in captivity. The whole chapter is about the valley of dry bones that the Lord took Ezekiel into to see in a vision. And when Ezekiel was sent to the valley of dry bones, the Bible says that he was made to walk to and fro. And Ezekiel described
the condition of the dry
bones.
In verse 2, he led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. Bones that were very dry, very dry. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. And then from there, God said, prophesy. And say, when you prophesied,
said,
then bones came together and all. One day, God showed me a vision about this valley. You see, the Bible is said that when you are just reading it the way it is, there is rhema behind this word. Yes. That's why you need to read the Bible in with the help of the Holy Spirit. One day when God gave me the vision about what really happened, it's a miracle. Because let me tell you, how can one person's bones scatter? They scattered. Oh, this is your teeth. One is like at Kaswa. Another one,
Tema.
Another one, Ofanko. Another one, Amasama. They scattered. Your hand bone is somewhere. Your leg. Somewhere. But when the prophecy came, all the bones, they locate the person from whom they came from. This one was coming, this one was coming. They know that it is Mavis. So all Mavis' bones, they were coming together. They were only God can do that. Let me tell you, anything of yours that is scattered, I say, any blessing of yours that the enemy are scattered, no matter where they have been scattered, the power of God will bring them together, will bring them together, will bring them together, will bring them together, will bring them together. I've been telling people, especially young people want to marry. They want husband and wife. Look, if your husband is in China, I am not talking about a Chinese or Indian. I am not saying that your husband is an Indian. Wherever your husband is, the power that brought the dry bones together is able to connect you and your husband. Is able to connect you and your wife. If only we position ourselves. Our theme for September
is
let my September give up. Or deliver my now.
Let
my September give up. Or deliver my now. Now let's continue with this story about the valley of the dry bones. So you see, this valley of the dry is the condition of the Israelites in captivity. How could this captivity come to an end? Their condition was very dry. I don't know what your condition or your state is. You know, I've said a lot of things in this church. In the messages I've preached, sometimes it must become worse before it becomes worthy. It must become worse before it becomes worthy. It must become dead
before it becomes living. I've come to a point, I have learned how to just leave things into the hands of the Lord. You can't change things. You can't change your husband. You can't change your wife. You can't change your situation. All you need to do is to, you can't change your child, is to position yourself before God and hand over the matter to God and keep on praying and believing and listening to the Holy Spirit. Any instruction will be given to you. This was their condition.
When omotibia,
very dry.
Na awokese.
And when God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live?
Na nyame bi sa Ezekiel na no pe betim atenasia na na.
Ezekiel didn't want to make mistake.
On peso be from so bi anti.
In the Old Testament,
ewa pam na dem no.
God has been striking them.
Nyame ta bo bo omonti.
One of my professors said God was knocking them.
You
make a little mistake, you receive a knock, you die. So Ezekiel didn't want to be in trouble. If Ezekiel has said, yes, the bones can
be,
he might have been charged with presumption. How did you know my mind? So you know my mind?
Bah!
If he has said, I don't think the bones will live. So you are a prophet and you don't believe what I can do. So Ezekiel said, sovereign Lord.
Oh, nyame.
You see, look at how he addressed God.
Yes,
sovereign Lord.
Oh, nyame.
Do you know why he used that word? When we say sovereign, somebody who can do what he likes. He can do what he likes.
Oh,
sovereign Lord. God knoweth. Ezekiel was smart. Ezekiel was about 25 years at that time. All these prophets you see, 20, 25.
God
started using them. And God asked him to prophesy. After he had prophesied, then God said, tell them and let them know, I'm going to open up their graves. The grave is a prison. This grave here represents the captivity in which they were. The many years they have been in that captivity, I am going to open your graves. That simply means I'm going to bring your captivity to an end and bring you up from them. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then my people will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from there, I will put my spirit in you. And you will leave. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And have done it. Declares the Lord. God will do what he has spoken. You see, God will do what he has spoken. And God is going to do what you are holding on. Any scripture you are holding on, that scripture will become flesh. It will come alive in your life. And there are two New Testament scriptures that collaborate. Ezekiel 37, 12 to 14. Let's look at Acts
2, 24.
You know, this was demonstrated in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ezekiel
37,
12 to 14 was demonstrated in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So in Acts chapter 2, verse 24, when Jesus died,
When
he was buried,
yes,
the grave was like a prison.
And
so the Bible says in Acts
24,
that God raised him from the dead, free him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep his hold on him. Listen to me. As a covenant child of God, somebody who has been given birth by the blood of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit, I don't know how long that particular situation in your life has been holding on to you. But listen to me. There was a time when the grave was holding Jesus. Day one, day two, by day three, the grave said, I can't continue to hold you. I am tired. I can't hold you. Please go. Listen to me. As a grave got tired and released Jesus, that situation in your life is going to get tired. It's going to release you. It's going to give up on you. That sickness will give up on you. That shame will give up on you. That disgrace will give up on you. That poverty will give up. That loneliness will give up. That sickness will give up. That barrenness will give up. All the powers behind that condition, they are going to get tired. They are going to get frustrated. They are going to say, we can no longer hold on. We can hold on. We can no longer hold on. We can no longer hold on. We release you to go. 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 And in Acts chapter 3, verse 15, you kill the author of life, that is Jesus. But God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. Listen to me. Whatever condition in which you find yourself, that condition is going to lose you. And people are going to see. I said, people are going to see. People are going to see. I don't know why people hide your troubles. I'm not saying that you should go to a radio station to broadcast. I'm not saying that you should just be telling people what you
are.
No.
Look,
be normal.
Yes, I know it.
When you don't have money to do your hair, if you have to cut it, cut it. If only one dress you have, wear it. Every day, wear it. How many years did I wear one trousers and one shirt? How many years did I wear one shoe with holes under? How many years? The same thing.
At the corner.
The same thing throughout the week. I was always washing Saturday night. Sunday morning, you hear shoe. Shoe. I will put iron, a false iron.
Shoe.
One day I'll come and show. I think recently I discovered one of the pictures. That is why today, when I go to my former church to preach, those who know me, who saw me, they will be crying throughout. They will be weeping throughout. Look, sometimes I delay coming to church because I don't know which one will match. They are there plenty. As for shirts, the second part of the wardrobe,
now, what
will there will be about 50.
I said, you know,
50 brand new shirts. Look, sometimes I will just gather some of my things and then give them to some of the brethren around.
I said,
recently, I called a pastor from Volta region.
Come and carry them.
He came. Carry, plus some of the things you got, carry them. It wasn't like that. I'm telling you, it wasn't like that. Who said your situation will remain the same? Who said, as a child of God, that your situation will remain the same? If Jesus rose from the dead, I see you rising from that situation. I see you rising. I see you rising. I see you coming out of that situation. I don't care what the devil is doing in your life. Yes, I don't care what the devil is doing. I don't care what the devil is doing. There is one scripture in, I think, Acts chapter 3 or 2. That said that you people plotted. You plotted against him. And you killed him. But God brought him out. The grave could not hit. Could not keep it. The grave gave him up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved,
Adam,
we have assembled here as covenant children of God, purchased and redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and sealed and empowered by the blood, empowered by the Holy Spirit. To set up our month. To command our month. To program our month. Through prophetic declarations and prayer. When you read Revelation chapter 9 verse 15. Revelation 9:15. There are some angels that God reserved for the end time judgment. The Bible said, and the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour, and day and month and year, were released to kill a third of mankind. By implication, just verse 15. By implication, it means that there are angels that are in charge of the hour, the day, the month, and the year. There is an angel in charge of September. I said there is an angel in charge of your September. That is why that angel is going to ensure that your September delivers, that your September gives up. Are you here?
Oh, Hana.
Hey. over to you. Me, I'm doing my work. We are here to command the system to align to our declaration. You know, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, God placed Adam in the garden to manage it and to govern the entire creation by setting up systems and structures. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. God didn't complete the creation of the garden.
No.
Yes. From Genesis chapter 1 to the 6th day, God, the Bible says he finished the creation. And after creating man, he said everything he has created is very good. But God didn't finish. God left the creation for man to manage. He left creation for Adam to set up his own system. Unfortunately, in Genesis 3, Satan threw the serpent over through Adam. And Satan set up his own system. Satanic system.
Who
came?
Lamech and Nimrod.
But after many years, Jesus Christ came as the Lamb of God. 1 Corinthians 5:7, the Lamb, Jesus, sacrificed Lamb, to redeem the world
So Omegiria say
from this satanic system.
But
it is now in our court to enforce the system of God here on
earth.
By our prophetic declarations and prayer and actions. According to Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, when Jesus was teaching us in the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus wants you and I to enforce his kingdom here on earth. So you can live the kingdom of God here on earth. Do you know why we come to church? Church is a place of empowerment. To go outside there and manifest God. And manifest the power of God. And manifest the glory of God. At your workplace, in your home, in your family. At your office. Hence our crossover. From one era to another. From one season into another. From one month into another. From one year into another. September is the beginning of the Amber month. The months that end with Ba. Umba. Amber month. From September, we'll have October, November, and December. In Jewish calendar, September is the sixth month. Called Elul.
Elul.
E-L-U-L. But in the Gregorian calendar that we are using, or the lunar calendar, September is the ninth month. Called September. The month September in the Jewish calendar called Elul, there are many significant things that took place in the month of Elul. But just one that I picked. Elul was a month in which Angel Gabriel visited Mary to announce the conception of Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 2, verse 26 to 28. Luke chapter 2, verse 26 to 28. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that... No. Is that it? No. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. Sorry. Luke chapter
1.
Yeah, it's 1. Luke chapter 1. Please, it's Luke chapter 1. Verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How would this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." September is a month of angelic visitation. It's a month of angelic visitation. It's a month of angelic visitation. September is the month of opening of wombs. Opening of wombs. September is the month of delivery. Delivery of things that we have been pregnant with. In September,
Some of your dreams will deliver. Your destiny will deliver. Your prophetic word will deliver. Your expectation will deliver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I declare to somebody here that the month of September is giving up anything of yours being held up. I declare to you sitting here and following online as a child of God, I speak to your month of September that let the month of September give up anything of yours be held out. In the month of September, let hell, let the kingdom of darkness, let Satan and his agents get tired and give up anything of yours they have been holding. Let them get tired. Let them get tired. Let them get tired. Let them say, we can't hold you any longer. We can't hold that dream any longer. We can't hold your husband any longer. We can't hold your wife any longer. We can't hold that pregnancy any longer. We can't hold your womb any longer. We can't hold your dream any longer. We can't hold your destiny any longer. We cannot hold your health any longer. Let your September get tired. And release anything of yours that the enemy has been keeping from you since childbirth. I said, listen to that. I said, your coming September is going to get tired and release anything of yours that the enemy has been keeping or holding from the day of your birth. I said, your September is getting tired. It's going to give it up. It's going to release. He's going to release it. Let your September deliver what should be for your now. What should be for your now. Let your September deliver your peace. Deliver your joy. Deliver your fulfillment. Let your September deliver your dream. Deliver your prophetic word. Deliver your expectation. Let your September deliver your testimony. Let your September deliver your healing. Let your September deliver your restoration. Let your September deliver your now. Let your September deliver your compensation of acceleration and speed. In Jesus' name. I command your September. Let your September shut its gates. Shut its gates against premature death. Against any kind of accident. Against any evil and wicked projections from the kingdom of darkness. Let your September shut its gates against evil plotters and wicked advices according to Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. Let your September shut its gates against shame, against disgrace, against poverty, against scarcity, against disappointment, against failures. Let your September shut its gates against death of any kind. Let your September shut its gates against every unceasing an unyielding battle in your life. Any battle that is not giving way. Any area of your life. In your home. In your marriage. In your finances. In your career. In your business. In your health. Etc. That is not bowing. That is not bowing. Any battle in any area of your life. That is not bowing. That battle must bow at the gate of September. At the gate of September. At the gate of September. I said that battle should never cross September. It should never cross September. cross September. That loneliness should never cross September. That singleness should never cross September. The powers behind all this should never cross September. They should never cross September. They should never cross September. They should never cross September. Let them bow at the border of September, at the boundary of September, at the gate of September. I declare it to your life. Let September shake
and also
and move away satanic boundaries and barriers to your next level. I say, let September shake
and also
and move away every satanic boundary and barrier to your next level. Let September lift up every embargo that has been placed on your dream, on your destiny, on your testimony, every ancestral embargo, every family embargo, every parental embargo, every generational embargo, every environmental embargo. Let September lift that embargo, lift that embargo, lift that embargo. Let the month of September say, let the month of September say, this embargo, I will not permit you in me. I will not allow you in me. Oh, I will not allow. I will not allow. I will not permit this barrenness in me. I will not permit this sickness in me. I will not permit this sickness in me. I will not permit this poverty in me. I will not permit this situation in me. Hallelujah. I command every situation.
Jesus' name.
And the force and the powers behind that situation. I command them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command them to bow. At the border of September. They should never cross. The border of September. At the seventh of the Most High God. I declare. Let every unceasing. And yielding battle bow at the gate of September. 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 They should never cross. Let the gates of September be open. Be open for your delivery angel. Be open for your now. Be open for your fulfillment. Be open for your delivery. Say, oh Lord, give me September. 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 I command the month of September that let you, month of September, freeze. 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 All my covenant enemies and my human agents that set their eyes on me, on anything of mine, I declare, let the month of September freeze your enemies, freeze your covenant enemies and your covenant agents, human agents that set their eyes on your dream, on your destiny, on your prophetic word, on your testimony. Those who say over my dead bodies, let them freeze. Let them freeze. Let them freeze. Let them live and celebrate with you your testimony. After they have celebrated, then according to their declaration, let them die. because they said, over my dead body, let them live and celebrate your testimony. After they have celebrated, according to the word of their mouth, then they should die. Kabarakata. Makatani karanda kabasa. Iprete korabashanda kabaya. You know, theology is said that I laugh at people. I now, thank God that I have studied theology. And I'm still studying.
No, that's a,
I still don't know much. People say we should bless our enemies. Don't curse them. Keep on blessing them. You will die before them. Look, we have four kinds of enemies. We have blinded enemies. Casual enemies. Covenant enemies.
And
permanent enemies. The enemies we are not to curse are casual and blinded enemies. Even me, a pastor, I can be a casual enemy. I can be a blinded enemy. I can be doing something. If I open up, the devil can use me to be doing something, not knowing. Before later, I may be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? All of us standing here, anybody can be a casual or a blinded enemy. That was why when Saul was instigating the stoning of Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Paul was the one, Saul, he was the one who he was telling the way to hit the stone. Hit the head, hit so and so. Saul was the one who.
That's all no, sir.
But you know, the Holy Spirit didn't inspire Stephen to curse Saul.
Because
Saul was a blinded enemy. Saul was blind, zeal without knowledge. Saul was acting out of ignorance. That was why those who nailed Jesus, what did he say? He didn't curse them.
Because
he knew they were just being used. He said, Lord, forgive them.
I said, Rade Pachomo.
Because they do not know.
He said, Omu Nim no Moye.
They were blinded enemies.
No, we are time for Omuni.
They were casual
enemies.
Those around, when they saw what happened, they pointed and said, no wonder.
I said, truly, one.
He is the son
of
the living God.
Nyame, Oti as a phone, Baba, Bema.
But when it comes to covenant enemies, there was a time that Jesus said to Peter, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. Why didn't Jesus pray for Judas Iscariot?
I don't know. Judas.
He prayed for Peter. Because Peter was the one Satan wanted to use. And Jesus' prayer went for Peter. Why didn't Jesus pray for Judas?
Because Judas
had already entered into covenant.
Judas
has collected money. Satan has entered into him. You don't bless covenant enemies. Satan is our permanent enemy.
Now, Satan, your time for her dada.
Those of you who are too wise and smart.
Why
are we all praying dies so and so? I laugh at people.
I am not shrink crop for.
Keep on blessing them.
You
will die before your time. I'm telling you, me. You don't know. Look, let the Holy Spirit lead you. When I am cursing and the Holy Spirit doesn't stop me, it means I am right. Do you understand?
What you are saying?
Sometimes you want to open your mouth to praise and pray, the Holy Spirit will hold you.
I'm telling you,
he will just hold you. Not to declare the things you want to declare. Say, my Father in heaven, I come before you tonight. As I enter the month of September, I declare, oh Lord, I know you have gone ahead of me. I know you have gone ahead of me. The breaker angel has gone ahead into September. Let my breaker angel enter September. Enter September. Enter September. Enter September. Clear the way into my September. Oh, let my breaker enter. We have started praying right now. Shaka kabaya. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every declaration we are making a prayer, it is scriptural. This breaker angel, Micah chapter 2 verse 13. One who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and get out. Their king, that is Jesus Christ. This scripture is about Jesus Christ who will come to liberate his people. Their king will pass through before them. The Lord at their head. Say, my Father in heaven, I come before you tonight as your covenant child. As your covenant child, I enter your presence by the blood of Jesus. 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 According to Hebrews chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. I enter your throne. I enter your presence. By the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed by the blood. I am justified by the blood. I am cleansed by the blood. I am washed in the blood. Oh Lord, I declare anything in me that will hinder my prayers from ascending to you.
Oh Lord,
I confess, I renounce anything that will hinder my declaration. From coming alive, I confess,
I renounce,
I confess,
I renounce,
I confess,
I renounce,
and now
I put on
the armor of God.
I secure myself
in the armor of God. I secure myself
in the armor of God.
I secure myself
in the secret place
of the Most High
and the shadow
of the Almighty.
Now I declare
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ
and by the blood of Jesus Christ,
I declare,
I declare,
let the breaker angel
take charge
of my September.
Let the breaker angel
take charge, 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 take charge. Let my breaker angel take charge of my September. Let the breaker angel take charge, take charge, take charge of my September. Let my breaker angel go ahead of me now. Shakali baratoka sama, ibreke toreto kashakaya. Ha shakali. In Jesus' name. Media, we are starting with declaration B. Declaration B. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh Lord.
Lord. Let my September, shut his gate. You, my September, shut your gate. Shut your gate. Shut your gate. To premature death in my life. Shut your gate. To premature death. Shut your gate. To any kind of accident. Shut your gate. To any evil. A wicked projection from the kingdom of darkness against me. As I clap my hands, September, shut your gate, 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 against premature death, against any kind of accident, against any evil, a wicked protection from the camp of the enemy, from the kingdom of darkness, against me, shut your gate. Against evil plotters, wicked advisors, shut your gates. Against any shame, any disgrace, any trap of the enemy, shut your gates. Against poverty, against scarcity, shut your gates. Against disappointment, against failures, shut your gates. Against death of any kind, shut your gates. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. Shut your gate. Shut your gate. Shut your gate. Against evil authors. Evil authors. Evil authors. Evil covenant. Evil foundation. Shut your gate. 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 Against barrenness, shut your gate. Against failures, shut your gate. Against unyielding and unseeking battles. Shut your gate. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
A lot of pastors and bishops and prophets, they call me to ask me certain questions. After talking to them, I tell them, yield to the Holy Spirit. Your greatest advantage as a believer is the Holy Spirit.
Now,
I am telling you,
it's
not any father. Any spiritual father, any spiritual mother, any prophet, any apostle, is the Holy Spirit. Yield to him. Seek his counsel. I tell them, after you have listened to what I have said,
now what can we know?
Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. How he is leading you. Follow. I have said to you by what he has taught me and by my experience. but yield to him. That's what I tell them. This afternoon, I was telling a bishop. One of these days, he will be coming to preach, a great man. He's a man of God, but he's an ambassador. He's an ambassador to a certain country. I went to Abu Dhabi. When I went to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, I went to preach in his church. He has now been sent to a certain country. He was traveling. He was at the airport when he called me, seeking my counsel about something. After I spoke to him, by what I know, my experience, scripture, and
what
you know, submit to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit either confirm what I've said to you, or give you deeper insight. That's why you realize that on podcast when we are praying, I am leading. But I tell you, somebody should write this for me.
Now, sometimes
the prayer point you yourself, you bring, people bring. Out of the prayer point I raise, the Holy Spirit has inspired another prayer point. That is the Holy Spirit. I don't know why people are chasing people and running after people. When the Holy Spirit is in you, my God, as we are praying, give to the Holy Spirit. It's your greatest advantage. Not any man. Not any prophet. Not any apostle. Not any bishop. People are so blind that even when their spiritual fathers are making mistakes, they are blindly defending them. Blindly following them. Because it's my spiritual father. Yes, only we shouldn't oppose them outwardly. We should respect them. But let me tell you, I have said it again and again. When you see my life, you see me making mistakes or whatever, come to me. If you can't come to me, go to my wife. If you can't go to my wife, go to my deacons. And make sure that anyone you have reported me to, make sure that the person has contacted me. So that I correct my, because I can make mistakes. We are first men before God. Don't follow fathers with closed minds. Don't follow spiritual fathers with closed minds. Closed minds. I don't know why I'm saying these things.
Will you need to make us answer me?
I know many people are watching.
Will you send people to be na
something?
Oh, see, baby.
Once or so and so father has spoken.
Who told you?
Who told you?
When I catch you?
Who told you?
When I catch you?
Only Jesus never made mistake.
Yes, super.
Only Jesus Christ never made mistake.
Yes, super. No, I'm from so.
That is why we are developing you to follow the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
grow in the spirit.
We
haven't written it well.
You know, baby,
what is the interpretation? Is it giving the right interpretation? Don't follow fathers with your mind closed, with your mind shut.
So
don't follow fathers blindly.
What did I say?
Don't follow fathers with your mind closed. You said it. Fine. Because some are just following blindly. We need fathers. Let me tell you.
Mama can't throw.
You can't go far without a father. Look, fathers, they cut your journey short. I remember many years ago, about 20 years ago, I went
to Kampala.
I was talking for 2 hours about what I was going through. he would toss off.
Oh, now I don't go.
And then say a hand, Dela.
I say a hand, Dela.
After I finish talking.
What I say, you know.
Say Dela.
I say Dela.
Don't kill yourself before your time.
I say me come on. I say
relax.
Jojo,
let me pray for you.
My mom, my mom.
Father,
Eja,
take care of you.
Kenaso.
Amen.
Amen.
I got angry.
Na mi bufu ye.
So for 2 hours.
Into the show me no.
When I came out, I called one of my senior pastor who we were all there under him.
Na mi ba na mi pray and so be ni wa kwa ni yin na se na se.
Reverend Dr. Busy, I said, look at what our papa.
I say you na papa.
I say sometimes papa dey ha.
I see.
Do you know?
Na onim.
20 years after.
Ne if you say edio no echi.
Before I got understand.
And so na me beti asie.
Today.
And
I've come to understand that.
My baba beti as he say.
Ministry.
You may dey know.
Relax.
Jojo ho kra.
And allow God.
Na manya me kwan.
There are things you can't change.
Ne me want me say that.
Hand them over to God.
Jai manya me.
That time I didn't understand.
Sabri want you asie.
Fathers, they cut your way short. They give you shortcut. So we need fathers. But don't follow fathers blind. Don't follow fathers with closed minds. So that when people are making mistakes, you see people defending. It has become a fight. There is a whole confusion in the Christendom. A whole confusion. Mistake is mistake. Wrong is wrong. Period.
And one no.
Why am I saying these things?
I didn't know the same way.
I don't know.
I see you anymore.
Okay. Are you ready now?
My God is ready.
Why are you people sitting? Who told you to sit down? Have I sat down? Anyway, don't worry. When you get to a point, you are tired, you can sit. Are you ready? We are going to make levels of declarations.
Yeah,
listen to me. September is listening. Your angel is standing at the gate of September. At the border of September. Your breaker angel is going to enforce all the declarations you are making. Look, September is open. You must feel it. September is like a blank check.
And he said, check, I enter if he was here.
Blank check.
Check, I enter if he was here.
Have you been given a blank check before?
Now, your mom will be paying.
I've never gotten a blank check. Nobody has given me a blank check before. I am praying that one day somebody will give me a check. And tell me to write any figure I want. I'm telling you, that's my prayer. I haven't received a blank check before. That day, the person will give me that check.
That
I should write any amount. The person will know that he gave out a check. The person will not try it again in life. I will really write. I'm telling you, like when we went to Singapore, my friend took me to the shop. He didn't tell me he was going to buy things for me. When he got there, he said,
Boja,
how do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
I said, it looks fine.
Oh, fair.
How do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see? Where are you going?
The
only thing I picked, what did I pick? What did I pick?
Camera.
Singapore. Camera.
Camera.
I picked a camera.
Camera.
It was only camera, Nikon.
Nikon camera.
Then I said, this is it not fine for you?
I said,
when we got to sit in the underground train, God said, I should go and shop for you. But you only express interest in camera.
Oh, camera.
Can we go back?
I give it to us.
Only camera.
Camera, pen, you.
The Lord said, take him.
I see for now.
in Singapore, Samsudi, Mohammed Samsudi shop, one of their biggest supermarkets. Today, I don't know where. I said, can you say, oh, but the train is already going. Ah, said, how do we go back? I said, can we go back?
See,
back
see
my
be right
now. Oh my God.
Oh.
Like I will clear the shop.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Me.
God is a blank check.
Yes.
I said God is a blank check.
Yes.
God is a blank check.
Yes.
God himself is a blank check.
Yes.
Pull out anything you want to pull out of him. God is a banquet.
Yes.
Save yourself. Anything in him. Are you understanding me?
What
in
us here?
Say September.
I said September.
I declare,
I declare
every unceasing battle,
every unyielding
battle
in
my life, September, shut your gates. Shut your gates against that battle. Shut your gates against that battle. Shut your gates against that battle. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. September, shut your gates against every unceasing and unyielding battles in my life.
And I yield in battles in my life.
Shut your gate. Shut in any area of my life, in my home, in my marriage, in my finances, in my career, in my business, in my health, let that battle, let that battle, let that battle, that is not bowing, that is not giving up, that is not yielding. Whenever in my life there is a battle, in my marriage, in my health, in my finances, in my home, in my career, in my business, in my family, in my workplace, in my office, wherever there is a battle, that is not yielding, that is not ceasing. I command that battle to bow at the gate of September. As I clap my hand, September, shut your gate, shut your gate, shut your gate. That battle should never cross into you, September. Pray that prayer right now. In Exodus
18,
when Jethro saw that Moses was just not managing himself well, he advised him. Yes.
And
he called Moses to order. There was a time Peter was not behaving well. And Paul confronted him.
And Paul so called him.
I don't know why I'm saying this thing.
Look,
I see God is bringing the church to a certain level. Every believer, God's intention for you is to be like Jesus. Is to be like Jesus. Is to be more than your spiritual father. Amen.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I set the boundary of the blood of Jesus Christ at the gate of September, at the border of September. I set the boundary of the blood. I set the boundary with the blood. I set the boundary with the blood. I lift the blood of Jesus Christ as a boundary at the gate of September, at the border of September, against all evil, against satanic activity, against witchcraft activity, against occultic activity that are working against me. I lift the blood of Jesus as a boundary, as a boundary, as a boundary, as a boundary. Powers that are fighting my marriage, my husband, my wife, my childbirth, my dream, my career, all those powers, I set the boundary of the blood. I set the boundary of the blood. Set the boundary right now. Set the boundary. Set the boundary right now. Set the boundary right now. The boundary of the blood.
Amen.
Please, is your mind on these declarations you are making?
Now, in some kayak,
are you sure?
What did you
do? That your mind is on them.
Why do you want your kind of son?
Because it is working.
You
know. Look, your breaker angel is standing at the gate of September. Taking notes. And he's going to make sure
now over here say
that this declaration they work. Let me tell you, no battle is going to cross with you into September.
Amen.
That sickness is not crossing.
Jesus.
I said tonight. I said that sickness. That thing that causes you trouble. The powers and the forces. And the demons and the altars. And the covenants and the shrines. That are behind. They are not crossing. They are not crossing. They are not crossing. They are not crossing. Tonight they are not crossing. 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 At the gate of September, they will be swallowed. They will be swallowed. They will be swallowed. They will be swallowed. That sickness is not crossing. That disease is not crossing. That bad news is not crossing. That fear is not crossing. That anxiety is not crossing. That discouragement, the spirit behind that karaha, that pain is not crossing. It's 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 not crossing. Let the border of September swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow them. Let the boundary of the blood at the gate of September, at the border of September, swallow, 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 swallow. Declare that in your life. Mention it. You are not crossing. You are not crossing. Mention that in your life. Say you are not crossing. You are not crossing. This issue in my marriage. You are not crossing. You are not crossing. You are not entering September with me.
You are not crossing.
You are not crossing. Jesus Christ. Let my September shake and move away. Satanic boundaries and barriers to my next level. Say, you my September. In the name of Jesus, you are commanded to shake and to move away every boundary and barrier that the enemy has established or set up against my next life, against my dream, against my testimony, against my testimony. You September, shake and move the boundaries. Shake and move the boundaries. Shake and move the boundaries. Shake and move the boundaries and the barriers.
Shake
Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every situation.
I command every situation.
And the forces and the powers behind them.
The forces and the powers
in my life.
In my life.
To bow. To bow at the border of September. At the gates of September. They should never cross the border of September. Let every unceasing battle. And yielding battle. Bow. At the gates. And the border of September. Let them bow.
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 Let them surrender.
They should never cross into
September.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Any channel in my life.
Any channel in my life.
Through which these battles come.
Through which these battles come.
Listen to me. That's how we pray.
Say, never pray.
You don't pray one week. You must also examine your life and find out what you have been doing that those things have been happening. Some of us, the way we talk, our lifestyle, the things we give our minds to, that's the channel. As we are praying, demons are just laughing. I'm telling you,
okay,
they are standing at the border, they can't cross.
Almost,
but they know
that
you are still going to open the border. After here, somebody is going to get you angry. You forget yourself.
Hey!
Hey! You have opened the border. It doesn't mean that you not get angry. But you check yourself. Say, my Father in heaven. Say, blessed Holy Spirit. What is it in my life that I should check so that the doors will not open again? Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Say, blood of Jesus. I shut down. Say, let the blood of Jesus shut down every gateway, every doorway, every channel in my life, through which these battles come, through which these battles come, let the blood of Jesus shut them, 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 every gateway in my life, every weakness in my life, through in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say September.
What was it mean?
Open up your gates.
Be a weapon.
For my delivery angel.
Open
up your gates.
Be a weapon.
For my now.
For my
open up your gates.
Be a weapon.
For my fulfillment.
Open
up your gates.
Be a weapon.
Open up your gates.
Be a weapon.
Open up your gates.
Be a weapon.
Open up your gates.
Be a weapon.
Open up for your gates.
Be a weapon.
Open up your gates.
Be a weapon.
For my delivery angel.
To
deliver unto me.
To
deliver unto me. To deliver unto me. To deliver unto me. To deliver unto me. All my declarations. All my declarations. Say September. You are pregnant with my dream. You are pregnant with my destiny. You are pregnant with my healing. You are pregnant with my testimony. Deliver now. Deliver now. You are pregnant with my better life. With my victorious life. With my prosperous life. Deliver, 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 deliver. Santa Cobaya, Impaya, Sali, Arata, Ripaya, Sisebekonama, Santa
Cobaya,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
give me September.
Give me
September. Give me September.
Give me September.
Give me September.
Give me September.
Let September
freeze
all my covenant agents and human agents that set their eyes on me. Let September expose them and freeze them. Expose them and freeze them. Expose them and freeze them. Freeze their plans.
Freeze their actions.
Freeze their eyes. Freeze their plans.
Freeze their actions.
Freeze them. Freeze them.
Freeze them.
Freeze them.
Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them.
Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze
them. Freeze them. Freeze them. Freeze them.
Now we are going to seal this declaration with prophetic action.
And in come say Jimmy, the ever so.
The first prophetic action is we are going to take communion. We are going to lift the cup over September. Say we are lifting the cup.
I say yeah. Peja Kruano.
Say we are lifting the cup.
Ye Peja Kruano.
We are lifting the cup.
Ye Peja Kruano.
Over the month of September. Over the month of September. We are setting the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, yes,
at the gates of September. And we are entering September.
Na yura Bobo Sumi.
With the blood of Jesus.
Any yes,
Shakarabashakabaya. If you are here,
oh aha,
you haven't given your life to Jesus.
Oh Bahoma Yesu.
We want to pray with
you
to give your life to Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Apart from Jesus in your life, you are not complete. Jesus has died for you so that you not go to hell. So if you are here, you haven't given your life to Jesus, come and I will pray for you. Then you can join us and take the communion. But it is an open communion. No matter the church you come from. Once you believe in Jesus. Those of you who are online and you want to follow our deliverance members who are not here. You know what you are doing. Get your emblems and everything and follow.
But if you are just online, just following the program, it's over to you. After that, we do water therapy. And after that, we do the anointing. Today, you are going to anoint yourselves. And after that, I will lay hands on you. The Lord said I should impart you tonight. Just a touch. There are so many things going on there in online that it saddens my heart. And sometimes you see people sitting down taking notes. Please, be like Berean Christian. Take the Bible and know the word by yourself. And submit to the Holy Spirit.
Don't just listen and follow what people are saying there. People are twisting scriptures. People are giving their own interpretations. People are coming out with what is the term they are using now? Is it deep truth? Deep truth or is it deep truth or what? Look, the scriptures are simple.
Now trust them no simple.
There is no complexity.
Scriptures
interpret themselves.
Do
you know why communion was established? In Genesis chapter 2, verse
17.
In Genesis 2,
17.
After God put Adam in the garden and asked him to keep it and till it. In verse 17, he
said,
but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
For when
you eat from it, you will certainly die. Why did God say certainly? And didn't just say you will die. That tree was in the middle of the garden. But then in Genesis chapter 3, Satan, the spirit of Satan, threw the serpent.
The serpent.
One of the Bible teachers say we should say the serpent and not Satan. What? How can the serpent? It was the spirit of the Satan through the serpent. After all, Satan is also called the serpent.
Satan did not consider a war or transiano.
Seduce Adam.
Now a dead day Adam.
And Adam ate.
And Adam ate.
The moment that happened,
now, and see, per,
Adam died spiritually.
Oh,
God separated himself.
Nyame,
Adam lost
Adam Elfinisa
that identity of God.
Nyame, I sense with the inner one is so no.
He became a fallen man. That was why after many years, Jesus came. Jesus came as a sacrificial lamb.
1
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. He died.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new and living batch. As you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. And Jesus Christ established this communion as a symbolic action. The bread representing his broken body. The wine representing his blood. Because Adam ate and died.
And I'm saying Adam and Owuye.
We must also eat and live. Because Adam ate something and died.
Adam na Owuye.
Jesus had to establish something for us to eat and do all and live. That is why in John chapter 6, from verse 53, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. This is spiritual food. And spiritual drink.
And
it has a spiritual impact and physical also. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
I'm reading from the NIV 1984 translation version. Verse 58. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. I've read a book about a woman who takes communion every day
with
the husband. The husband lived
120
years. No sickness. And died. The woman lived
130
years. I was communicating with our own Dr. Jasmine from Malaysia.
Dr. Jasmine,
she went to India for a program. And she was beaten by an insect. And she just started feeling something in her body. And she went to hospital. When they ran the test, the doctor said, how are you alive?
Because
you are 200% infected. They had to operate on the leg immediately. She sent me the picture. I don't know
whether
you saw it. She sent me the picture. Bandage on a wheelchair. And when the doctors were surprised, he said, what kind of body do you have? And she said,
okay, sir.
Reverend, I told them, I take communion every morning. I take communion every morning. This communion you are going to take, every infection in your blood, let it die.
Jesus.
Every poison in your blood, let it die.
Jesus.
Shall we rise up right now?
Sorry, sorry.
Say, Lord, this is your broken body, and this is the blood. You said I should do this as often as I can. And as I do it, I should remember your death and your resurrection. Before we continue, let me tell you also. Communion simply means, this was what I did for you. How are you living your life for me? So whenever you are holding communion, it's not a small thing, you know. It's a covenant. This was the life he gave to you. How are you living to please him? You don't take communion and go and live anyhow. It's a renewal of covenant. Of what he has done for you. And what you are also going to do for him. How you are going to live for him. Say, Lord, in this communion, I renew my covenant. I am yours. I live for you. I live for you. I live for you. I walk in holiness. I will live in holiness. I will live in righteousness. I am yours, Lord. Help me. Say now, I live this communion. I set this blood. I set this blood. I set this blood. I set this blood. I live this blood. This overcoming blood. The speaking blood. The defending blood. The unconquerable blood. Over September. Over the case of 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 September. Over September. With this blood,
And the broken body, I declare, September, deliver my testimony. September, deliver my dream. September, deliver my expectation. September, deliver my destiny. September, deliver my healing. Deliver my deliverance. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, I eat to live a better life in the month of September. A prosperous life. A victorious life in the month of September. I eat to live a fruitful life in the month of September. I eat to live a progressive life in the month of September. Say by the blood. By the blood. By the blood. As I eat. Every battle. In my body. Every sickness. In my body. Every infection. In my body. Every spirit. In any part of my body. Be flush out. Be flush out. Your power. Your hold. And your effect. Is broken. It's broken. Over my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say as I eat. No effect. Of witchcraft attack. Of any spell. Of any charm. Against me. I set this blood against my covenant enemies and their agents in my father's house, in my mother's house, at my workplace, in my office, in my neighborhood, in the church, wherever they are located. Those who are following me and set their eyes on me, I set this blood against them. Let this blood arrest them. And steal them. Let this blood crush them. Let this blood freeze them. Let this blood neutralize them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus Christ,
make your own declarations. Even when witches gather, they drink blood. They drink human blood. We are taking the blood of Jesus. Kabaraba shata kabaya. Parete komashi kele brata kabaya. Lift this cup against that marital issue. Against that confusion in your marriage. That confusion in your home. Set this camp against the forces and powers that are working against your husband and your wife and any of your children. Lift this camp against the powers that are creating mental torture, emotional trauma. Shakalamashama. They must cease in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Let there be peace.
Ma kota bahata.
We lift this cup against any boundary that the enemy has set, against limitations and embargoes. Let this cup move them out in the name of Jesus. Clear them in Jesus' name. Say by faith. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. I eat for my victory. Shall we eat right now? The blood. You know what to do. If you are finding it difficult to open it, come forward, and then the ushers will help you. Say, I lift this blood. This blood is all. This blood is all. This blood is supreme.
This blood is the ultimate. This blood is the supreme. The superior. The ultimate power
to me
and weapon against the works of darkness and over all evil. I drink for my victory over every situation. In the name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, the name of God the Holy Spirit, I drink for my victory over witchcraft attack, over ancestral powers, generational powers, whatever they are called. I secure myself in this blood against them. The name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink together? You know what to do. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Begin to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, we carry the mark of the blood. Begin to declare, I carry the mark of the blood. I am secured in the blood. I am secured in the blood. I am untouchable. I am untouchable. I am secured. Everything of mine is secured. In the blood, I am secured. In the blood, I am secured. In the blood, I am untouchable. Kabarama Shanta. Begin to thank the Lord for the blood. Thank the Lord for the blood. Ratosh Karekatua. Let September know that we are entering you with the blood. We are coming into you with the blood, by the blood. Let September surrender. Let September give way. Let September align. Let September obey. Shalakra tu karanda. Sebeleke teke malika tarabashanda. When I see the blood, I will pass. Just begin to thank the Lord right now. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. There is a release in the house. There is liberty. There is healing. There is deliverance. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
This country is unto you.
Yes, Lord.
The blood has been released. Holy Spirit. Respond now. Shalakandalaba Rabba Santa. Where the blood moves, the Holy Spirit moves. Kaya Mashanda Yaba. Le Breketeke Maranda Kabaya. Yes. 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 Receive right now. Receive the touch. 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 Yokes are being broken. Chains are being broken. Kayabo sata yamaha. Shekele broko toka. Holy Spirit, touch your people. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Sit down.
Transcend.
Take your water right now. Be very attentive. When I say stand, you stand. Water therapy. Give me Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 21.
Hebrews 10.
And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Water is simply a symbol of the Holy Spirit. That is all. Water is simply the symbol of the Holy Spirit. Water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit that represents his outward and inner effect in us. His outward and inner effect. We are baptized in water. We are deep in water. We know what baptism means. It represents the death and resurrection of Christ. We die with him. And when we are lifted, we rise with him. The same way this is a symbol as we drink this water. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. For his outward and inward effect in our lives. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Ephesians 5:26. Let me see.
Yes.
To make a holy cleansing her by
water.
The washing with water through the word. You know, water also represents the word of God. Take your water right now. Say, Holy Spirit, this water, say, Holy Spirit, I lift this water before you. This is the water of life.
representing the river of living waters. In Ezekiel 47.
Ezekiel Almighty had a nice song.
And the river of life.
And quite ensue.
In Revelation chapter 22. And the river of fire.
And it ensue.
In Daniel chapter 7.
Daniel Almighty song.
I declare.
You pray, Moka.
Holy Spirit.
On crown, crown.
That you empower.
So obey sending.
This water.
Sensing.
To have a positive impact.
And
cleansing.
Any ahoro
within me. Holy Spirit.
On crown, crown.
Through this water.
And I'm sensing.
Refresh me.
Mamiya from.
Refresh me.
Mamiya from.
Refresh me.
Mamiya from.
Refresh me.
Mamiya from.
Empower me.
Show me day.
Renew my strength.
Mamiya hodi from.
Take charge.
Panumum.
In the cell.
Nimebe obi mo.
That is weak.
I am ready.
Or damage in my body.
And I say when mini pedio mo.
Through this water.
And I'm saying to him,
that has been empowered.
I am sending
by the Holy Spirit.
Hey, on.
Let those cells come back to life.
Masa, no
let those cells come back to
Masa,
life.
No
let those cells come back to
Masa,
life.
No
I receive.
Me saka.
I drink.
Me nom.
For life.
Ama
in the name of God the Father.
Nyami eja.
In the name of God the Son.
Nyami oba.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Nyami on kron kron.
You can also declare right now. Declare what you expect this water to do in your body. After you drink it right now. People are testifying about the effect of this water. Yes, Kuramashat,
Kibulatias,
Selokatias,
Libre Kataya Masiata.
The Holy Spirit can work through anything. Yes. Jesus made spittle and mix it. With the soil on the ground. Mud and apply it on somebody's eyes. And said, go and wash. Jesus could have just said, open eyes, open. But Jesus did that to show us that the Holy Spirit can work through anything.
Now, yes, I declare that
that's one of the meanings of the Almighty. The God with whom anything is a solution. Anything is a solution. He can provide water through a rock. He can cast wood on bitter water and make it sweet. He can produce wine through water.
El Shaddai.
The all-sufficient God. The many-breasted God. The God with whom anything is a solution. Work through this water now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Say by faith. I receive. And I drink. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son.
In
the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink now?
Maya nom ni sabre.
Drink. And then when you get home, you use it anyhow you want to use it. This is not a doctrine. This is by conviction. This is by faith.
GDMO.
This is by revelation.
GDMO.
That is what sets us apart from one another. You don't just do things. You do things by conviction. By revelation.
of the Holy Spirit.
And
by faith. Take your anointing oil right now. In the same way, the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, there was an application of oil. Oil was the main thing. It was absolute. In the New Testament, oil is no longer absolute. The Holy Spirit is now absolute. But oil is still used. We still apply oil. Give me Psalm 89. From verse number 20. And then Acts.
Psalm 89. Verse 20.
Let me start from verse 19. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on the warrior. I have exalted a young man from among the people. I found David my servant with my secret oil. I've anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will appear, will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea. The sea there represents continents. His right hand over the rivers. Rivers represent nations. Continents and nations. He will call out to me, you are my father, my God, the rock, my savior. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. This has been confirmed in the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has come. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Anointed with the Holy Spirit and with what?
Power.
Beloved, as we anoint, the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. That represents his sanctifying, his empowering and soothing and smoothening effect. The sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. The empowering work of the Holy Spirit. The soothing and the smoothing work of the Holy Spirit. Lift the oil right now. Say, Holy Spirit, empower this oil. Empower this oil. Empower this oil. As I apply this oil, empower me, every burden, every oppression,
Every stress, let it cease in my life. As I apply this oil, Holy Spirit, empower me, strengthen me, set me up as a boundary mover. As a barrier breaker. As an embargo lifter. In my family. In my home. At my workplace. Wherever I am. Set me up. Through this oil. By the application of this oil. I receive. Advantage. Over the system. Over the systems, over the wicked systems, over the evil systems, by the application of this oil, I am secure in the blood, in the power of the Holy Spirit. My work is secure, my style is secure, my destiny is secure, my dream is secure, everything about me is secure, my marriage is secure. My health is secured. My finances are secure. My investment is secure. By faith, I apply the oil. In Jesus' mighty name. Speak on the oil yourself. And then apply it. Maybe all that we have said. Maybe something else to you. So declare. Declare, speak into the oil right now. Speak into the oil. Everything God has created has ears. Everything God has created has life in it. Even the earth. That's why when God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation. In Numbers 20, God told Moses, pick the elders, stand by the rock and speak to the rock. In Mark 11, Jesus spoke to the fig tree. No one will eat fruit from you again. Everything has life. Because it was created by God. The living God. And so when you speak, it will understand you. So speak right now to your God. You begin to anoint yourself. You anoint your forehead and under your feet. Under your feet means that you are going to walk in authority. According to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24 and 25, you are going to walk in riches. You are going to walk in wealth. That is when you anoint under your feet. So anoint your forehead, anoint under your feet right now. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your feet, Deuteronomy 33, verse 24 and 25. About Asher, he said, most blessed of sons is Asher. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him bathe his feet in oil. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days. Those of you, you enter your house, and you anoint your door.
Well,
the side of your door. If it is your own house, you just anoint your gates. You are securing and anointing under your feet. Simply means you are going to walk in riches. You are going to walk in wealth. You are walking in power. September bonds who have finished
You can just come for prayer. You can just come for prayer right now. Take your time. If you have not finished, but if September born you are finished, you can just come for prayer. Strength of your hands towards September bombs and begin to declare, oh Lord, we thank you for September bombs. Let September bombs live. Let them not die. Let them be fruitful. Let them prosper. Let them increase. Strength of your hands and begin to declare into September bombs right now. Let September deliver into their lives. Let September deliver. Let September release their testimonies. Let September secure them. Let September be a blessing. We soak them in the blood.
Yes, oh Lord.
We saturate them in the blood.
Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus. Nothing will take your life.
Jesus,
no accident will take your life. You are secure. Your going and coming is secure. Your lying down and waking up is secure. Your food and water is secure. May new doors open for you. Doors of fulfillment. Doors of fulfillment. Doors of joy. Doors of peace. Doors of increase. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for September bombs.
Yes, Lord.
They are here to recognize your goodness and mercy.
Amen.
We celebrate you.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight, as you usher them into another year,
Jesus,
it is your grace.
Amen.
And let that grace continue to speak for them.
Amen.
Once September 2023 met them, let September 2024 also meet them.
Amen.
Let their September 2023 give birth to their September 2024.
Amen.
And all the Septembers for the next 100 years of their life.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You are secured.
Amen.
Your star is secured.
Amen.
Your dream is secured.
Amen.
Your destiny is secured.
Amen.
Your expectation is secured.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Happy birthday. It's time for impartation.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.
They shall have